happy Friday. It's so good to be with you for another Friday episode on the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. If you're with us for the first time, I'm Jessica Dahlquist, your host. And on Tuesdays, I always bring you a new interview with a mom who shares their motherhood journey and the lessons that they've learned along the way. And then on Fridays, it's kind of a free-for-all. Sometimes I'm answering your questions, sometimes I'm talking about things that I'm loving lately, or just things that have been on my mind in relation to parenting. And so Friday's my time to really get to chat with you and share a little bit more of my mother heart with you. So thanks for indulging me and for listening in on Friday episodes. I really look forward to bringing you some helpful thoughts that I hope will continue to encourage and inspire you. And sometimes we get deep on the podcast, and sometimes I'm just talking about my favorite nail polish color. So it's kind of a mixed bag, and it is so much fun to put together for you guys. So thanks for tuning in. If you haven't done so already, you can follow me on Instagram at JessicaDahlquist3. We also have a Facebook page, which is Extraordinary Moms Podcast. And as always, you can get more information about anything we cover on our episodes on our website, extraordinarymomspodcast.com. So I was talking to my grandma the other day, and she was talking about how much motherhood has changed. When she was a mom years and years ago, when she had little kids, she's like, we just parented, and we didn't have any, you know, amount of awareness of what other moms were doing. We just kind of did our thing. And I think it's so interesting because there are pros and cons of both. I mean, back then there were far less resources. There were far less ways to kind of get your questions answered. Motherhood is so complex and difficult, and it's so great to be able to not only read in books, but also read articles and watch videos and listen to podcasts. And I mean, there's just so many different ways to take in information now, so that literally any question that you have in your life, whether it's parenting or anything else for that matter, you can find the answer, and or at least the start to an answer. And so it's great that we live in this age of unlimited resources. By the same token, because of the rise of social media and the awareness that we have into the lives of other moms and other families, a lot of times we can get stuck in the comparison trap. And moms, you know, way back when did not have that same type of issue where they were really getting a glimpse into the picture perfect version of people's lives as much. I mean, definitely at church, they might have seen, you know, the picture perfect family walking down, you know, the aisle, and you're like, ooh, that mom's so put together. She's wearing her June Cleaver pearls or whatever. You know, I'm sure there was that. But now, because of social media, we get to choose what we put out and how we portray ourselves. And typically, it is the more filtered version of our life. And I mean, I do the same thing. And so it's not that that's bad, and you're free to put out whatever you want. But what I'm saying is that it really creates this comparison trap where oftentimes we might be sucked into feeling like we are not enough, we're not good enough. Other moms are doing a better job than us. Their house is cleaner, our house is not. Their kids are more well behaved, our kids are crazy. They have it all figured out, we don't. They have so much money to do fun things, we don't. So, I mean, there's constantly that polarity, but it's simply based upon this kind of illusion that we are comparing oftentimes our weaknesses against somebody else's strengths or their good aspects of their day that they put out for all to see against our not so good parts of our day. And that's our own doing. And it's a really dangerous thing because we can get really, really down on ourselves when we are doing that and not judging ourselves against ourselves, but we are judging ourselves against each other. And that's really dangerous. I think of motherhood as a marathon. I mean, when people run marathons, it is a huge feat, and people are coming in, you know, crossing that finish line at any range of finishing times. You know, you have some people that are world-class athletes that are finishing at 2.5 hours, and then there are people that are trudging over that finish line valiantly at 7 hours. You know, there's such a span But you know what is so amazing? My husband ran his first marathon this past November, and I'm not a runner, and it was so inspiring to me to be on the sidelines and to be cheering on every single person. And I was not judging them for one split second, because the fact that they were even out there giving it their all, whether it was walking or running or sprinting or limping, no matter what kind of state they were in, we were cheering them on. We had our cowbells and we're going nuts. And it didn't matter what time they finished in. And sure, there's like competitive runners, so I'm not taking them into account. But most people that are running the marathon are doing it for the pure satisfaction and love of finishing the race. And that's how we need to view motherhood. It is not about doing it better than someone else. It's not about having it all figured out when your kids are only 5 years old. It's not about, not constantly seeking to improve. It is about enduring to the end. And no matter who is alongside you, whether they're limping along or whether they're sprinting past you, it does not matter. We can cheer each other on. And I think that is so inspiring and encouraging. And it is our duty as a mom to stop the judgment, to stop the criticism, and to utilize each other as resources. Use, the person next to you's momentum. If they have a good thing going in their life, ask them what they're doing and try and learn something from them to implement in your own life. If you find something that's working for you, share that. And even better, if you're having a hard time, be vulnerable. Be vulnerable with other moms, because you will find that when you are vulnerable, other people's walls come down and you will realize that their lives are not so squeaky clean as you might think. And but just because not every aspect of your life is going along perfectly, it doesn't mean that there's not things that are going right. There can be things that are challenging, but also things that bring you joy. And that can happen in the same day. It can happen in the same hour, for that matter. I mean, come on. It is like a constant up and down, ebb and flow. And so we just need to hang on and realize that as long as we are doing our best, there is absolutely no need for comparison. And if you feel like there's a mom that you really have your eye on that you're like, wow, they just impress me so much, ask them what they're doing. Ask them what they're doing and learn from them instead of criticizing them and feeling less than them. There's no reason that somebody else has to be way up here and you have to be way down here. We can all just be doing our best and learning along the way and, cheering each other on. So I wanted to give you today some of my favorite parenting resources that I go to constantly when I am either having like a specific issue or just kind of different places that I go that I really believe in their like parenting philosophy. And it just gives me kind of a parenting tune-up, some encouragement, and maybe some new tips and tricks. I hope you really enjoyed our Tuesday's episode. I got so much out of that book, How to Talk So Kids Will Listen and Listen So Kids Will Talk. Stephanie and I had so much fun talking about it, and we just both kind of took different things away from it, but the overarching message is that it is possible to improve communication. And when you do that with your children, you really improve relationships and the whole dynamic in the house. So definitely pick that book up if you were interested in what we had to say, because literally, some of those tips, the very first time we used those tricks, they worked like the magic wand, or, listening and responding with one word. That has worked so well for me as I've given my kids more space to talk and express themselves. That has been huge. So, let me tell you some other parenting resources that I utilize regularly that maybe you have heard of, or maybe you haven't. I don't know. So, one of the programs that I really believe in is called Positive Parenting Solutions, and this is by Amy McCready. I first learned about Amy McCready when she advertised a free webinar that she was putting on. And here's the title of the free webinar that she puts on very often: How to Get Kids to Listen Without Nagging, Reminding, or Yelling. Who doesn't want to do that? And the subtitle to that is Yelling at Your Kids, Feeling Frustrated and Guilty, Say goodbye to tantrums and tears and hello to well-behaved children and stress-free parenting with our simple to get started webinar. So who doesn't want that? Who wants, you know, who doesn't want to stop yelling? Of course, we don't want to feel frustrated. We don't want to feel guilty about lashing out at our kids when we're just so at our wit's end. We want to curb that and not get to that breaking point. We want to be able to get things under control before things kind of spiral downward. And so I attended one of her free webinars. So what you can do is go to positiveparentingsolutions.com, and at the very top, over on the top right of the website, it says free webinars. Click on it and you can see the next time that she's hosting one. Now, of course, she puts on these free webinars because she wants you to sign up for her program, which I actually did. And I actually think that is a really good thing to do. So if you're liking her principles and her parenting philosophy, you should definitely check out one of her webinars. In that short hour, wow, it was just packed so full of great tips and tricks. And it gave you an understanding of how your child is thinking and processing information and then why it is manifesting itself in certain behaviors. So, for example, her two big things are kids and people in general want power and they want attention. So if you are filling up both of those buckets in your child, chances are their behavior is going to be pretty even. But if they are lacking in attention, they're going to start acting up. If they were feeling out of control and like they have zero power, that is another time they often start acting up. And I see this so often in my kids. For one of my children in particular, it is attention. He really thrives on getting my attention, and if I have not spent very much one-on-one time with him or given him very much FaceTime, if I'm just trying to get a lot done and he was kind of wanting my attention and if I'm kind of ignoring him a little bit, he'll start pushing back and it will happen really quickly. Had I invested a little time up front with him to kind of build up that bank account, so to speak, of giving him attention, that debit into that attention account for him will give me so many more minutes and hours of time where I'm able to do things for myself because his needs were already met. And same thing with power. If you're able to give your kids choices and make them feel like they are in control of their life, think about when you feel out of control in your life. That is the worst feeling in the world. Now put yourself in your kids' shoes and you don't understand or have the awareness that adults do about a lot of things, and yet you are also feeling out of control. Huh, no wonder they're melting down in the grocery store. No wonder they are flipping out because they got the wrong cup. You as an adult were able to pick the color cup that you wanted. If they didn't get to pick their color cup, they're going to have a tantrum, you know? And so she has so many of those wonderful principles that I totally agree with. It's done reinforcing positive behavior and giving out discipline and setting boundaries with positivity and with care and with love. And I love her approach. So check that out. PositiveParentingSolutions.com. Like I said, sign up for a free webinar. And then if you like it, she'll tell you about the program that she has where you can watch more videos and have access to more articles and things like that if you pay for it. So I really benefited from paying for it. And this is not a sponsored post either. I just really believe in her work. So check that out. And if you're driving right now, don't worry. All this information is in the show notes of the episode. Another go-to resource for me is ahaparenting.com. Aha, yes, like, oh, you had an epiphany. So it's ahaparenting.com. And this is done by Dr. Laura Markham. And I don't remember how I first found out about her. I think maybe my mom was researching like strong-willed children because I was really struggling with my oldest when he was ages like 2 and 3. Really struggling, and we needed some help of how to kind of intervene and help him get through some of those really trying years. And so I think maybe she was just Googling and ran across her. But she is so fabulous and she's so intuitive, and ahaparenting.com has articles and resources for every phase and stage of parenting. So everything from pregnancy and birth to newborns to school age, tweens, teenagers. And you can search on the website specifically for a specific challenge or an approach or just thoughts behind certain things. She puts out a fabulous newsletter. I'm trying to think how often I get this. It's probably once a week, but she sends out a newsletter that you can sign up for free. And it includes like three different topics where it gives a little short article or little tips on things like how to teach emotional intelligence to your children, or, you know, five tips for going to the grocery store with your toddler, or, you know, how to set technology boundaries with your teenager. I mean, everything. She's written a lot of great books as well. Peaceful Parent, Happy Kids, Peaceful Parent, Happy Siblings. So if you click on free coaching emails, that is where you can sign up for her newsletter. She's been featured everywhere. Parents Magazine, Wall Street Journal, LA Times, WebMD, Baby Center, Yahoo. I mean, everywhere. So she is really capable, and I love her approach as well. A lot of tangible, solid advice where I can read something really quickly and get something positive from it and something that I can implement right away. So I just love that resource, and I love getting her newsletter. And I don't always read it in its entirety, but I see the three topics or however many she sends out, and I say, okay, that one doesn't apply to me, but I want to read through this one on emotional intelligence or whatever it is. So definitely check that out. She is fantastic. And lastly, I know I've talked a lot about Power of Moms before, but you guys, I just cannot even get over how many free, amazing resources there are in this world where you can learn so much from the wisdom of other mothers. And Power of Moms is fabulous because it's not one person telling you how to be a parent. It is a community of mothers where individuals from all over the world can submit articles, can submit ideas, and contribute to this wonderful community. And you can get information on literally any topic that might be affecting your family. And I'm really thankful to have been a contributing writer. I think I've had three articles published there now, which is super fun and exciting. That had been a lifelong goal for me since I found out about the website. And in the last few months, I've had a couple articles accepted. So that's fun. Let's see, what was it? Bringing Home Baby, Embracing Each Season. Was there another one? I think there was another one, but I can't remember what it is. But anyways, something that I wanted to point out was that Power of Moms has a lot of programs that you can purchase. Everything's free on Power of Moms, the podcast, the articles. If you sign up for their newsletter, they'll send you like a welcome kit with lots of different fun things to read through. But they also have things you can purchase. So let me just give you an idea. Finding More Joy bundle. So it's like an e-course that'll teach you about finding more joy in motherhood. Love it. There's a Clutter Buster e-course about organization. Do-it-yourself summer camp kit. This one really intrigues me. I haven't done it yet, but it kind of talks about how to structure your summer really effectively so that you're not just kind of waking up every morning thinking, oh, how am I going to get through today? But having some systems in place to really help you to be successful. It also, there's another one on organizing for school success kit. One of the bigger programs is the Mind Organization for Moms e-course. I love this. I'm a member of this as well. Mind organization. Okay, when you feel like you are not constantly spinning your wheels in your brain and you don't have everything on your brain all the time, if you're able to kind of get that stuff that's really clogging up your mental energy and get that in an organized space on paper, you know, in planners, in file folders, whatever it may be, when you're able to organize your mind, you're able to better organize your surroundings and your space. And in turn, you're able to be more productive, efficient, happy, and you just feel like you can tackle things more effectively. And this is a really great course. It's really comprehensive. So if you purchase it, you might get a little overwhelmed at first. I will say that. But just take it one little step at a time. One of the first tasks is how to get your email box down to zero. how many emails do you have piling up and you forget about people you were supposed to respond to? Or deadlines pass and you're like, oh, I just totally even forgot about that. Okay, this will help you to organize your email box to get it down to zero so that every day you're starting from scratch and then you're never feeling that overwhelmed feeling like you're backpedaling, trying to like keep up with life. You're on top of it. Same with organizing in your files and your papers and things like that. It's a really great course for organization and planning projects, and it's just really, really smart. April Perry, one of the co-founders of Power of Moms, she's the one that put this whole thing together, and she is like an organization mastermind. So you will love, love, love this program if you feel like you're really in need of getting things organized, both mentally and physically. You'll love that. And the last thing that I just really love about Power of Moms is a thing called learning circles. And sometimes book clubs are a great idea in theory, but have you ever been a part of a book club where nobody reads the book? Especially for moms, I feel like it's really hard to make time to read full books, you know, if you're at a certain season of your life. So, learning circles is awesome because every month you're assigned an article to read. So, it's just a few page article, easy to get through. At the very end of the article, there's thought-provoking questions and action ideas. Every month, you get together once a month at somebody's house with a group of moms who have all read this article, and then you can discuss the ideas and what you thought of it and what things stuck out to you and things you're struggling with. Get other ideas from moms, have some action items. It is a fabulous, kind of like a book club, but it's an article club called a learning circle. And it is just a manageable amount to read every month. And I started doing this when I moved to Virginia, and I did it for a few months. It kind of fizzled, but that's my own fault. But I loved getting together with these moms every month because it gave us a really focused conversation, and I got so much out of connecting with these other moms, and I just felt so rejuvenated and excited to parent after each of those sessions. So, if that sounds interesting to you, go to powerofmoms.com, look up learning circles. You can register. I think it's like $20 for a lifelong membership, and they have like a 3-year curriculum with an article once a month. And, you know, find a group of 4, 5, 6 other moms where you can get together once a month. And it is just so fun to have each other for support. So, those are three of my favorite parenting resources. I hope you enjoyed that. So, Positive Parenting Solutions, ahaparenting.com with Dr. Laura Markham, and of course, Power of Moms. Check out all those programs. There's so much available. And I would love to hear from you. What are the resources that you like? And I'm constantly finding out new books I want to read and new websites I want to visit, blogs I want to follow. I mean, there's just endless amounts of information, and it can be overwhelming. So don't feel like you need to do everything all at once. But, you know, find something that you think pertains to the season of life that you're in and your needs and your questions right now. Stick with that for a little while. Then, when you kind of get a handle on that, then move to something else. You don't need to do everything all at once. Sometimes I feel like I do that with like season passes to places. When I lived in San Diego, there are so many cool things to do, but then I got overpassed and I had a zoo membership and a SeaWorld membership and a Disneyland membership. And I mean, I just get so excited about these year passes and the value's so good and I want to do everything, but then it just stresses me out having all those passes in my wallet. And I'm just like, we have to do something every day. So don't do that. Don't sign up for everything. Don't do everything, but choose what would be most beneficial to me right now. And then go from there. Check out these resources. Like I said, they've made a big difference in my life and the way I view motherhood. And yeah, thanks for tuning in today. Have an awesome weekend, and I will see you on Tuesday for another fabulous episode. This coming Tuesday, I'm going to be interviewing Peggy O'Neill Nosty. She's the founder of the Blue Dot Project. And she's going to talk with us about her battle with postpartum anxiety. And the whole month of May, we're going to be dealing with maternal mental health issues and self-care topics. It's going to be a really poignant month where we can really focus on some of these silent issues that plague so many moms around us, and perhaps they plague you as well. But it's isolating, and you may not want to share, or you may not have an opportunity to share. And so I want to give maternal mental health a voice on the podcast. So that's what we're going to be doing for the month of May, but we're going to kick it off with next Tuesday's episode with Peggy Nosty. So have a great weekend, and I will talk to you on Tuesday. Bye.